just the flowiest, showiest blue swans of winter. Winter tonight, 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 tonight,
tonight. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is So Salacious Sundays 6 to 7. We got a special punk and metal episode with Kim from Night Prowlers RC, so stay tuned because we're going to have a lot of good music.
Taking the dive. unless we heard from them by 11 o'clock that they were prepared at once to withdraw their troops from Poland. A state of war would exist between us. I have to tell you now that no such undertaking has been received, and that consequently this country is
if
at war.
If they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Oh, I don't give a fuck!
Yeah, Pack AD. That is a good track. I like that. You heard some Transplants and Bondo Roll and Death Set. And we are here with Kim from Night Prowlers RC. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks
Very
for
good.
Having me on.
Very good. Okay, so I wanted to ask you, what is Night Prowlers RC?
Basically, we are a run club. That's where the RC comes from. We are sort of a black metal inspired run club. It's a group of guys and girls that are really into running, and you don't have to be decked out in the local brand will remain nameless stuff, you know?
Nice, nice. Is running better when it's a gang activity?
Oh, definitely. We started running, and it was just a couple chicks, me and my friend Jen, and we would just talk shit the whole time.
Yeah.
And so it was really awesome to run relatively far, and we would just be gossiping and talking about our love life or whatever the fuck was going on. So it was good.
Do you guys get like funny looks from like old people or like yuppies and stuff when you're running around?
Oh, sometimes we have this thing, so we call like this term run goofs. So it's people that are totally decked out, really into running, and sometimes we get funny looks, but I think We hold our own.
Okay. I've seen your shirts. Were they made by the devil?
That's pretty awesome. That's a good question. I wish that they were. No, but they were made by my friend Corby at Bang On. He actually runs Cherry Bomb on Granville.
Nice, nice. Shouts out to Bang On, one of CITR's sponsors, I think. Yeah.
Awesome.
And, that's really cool. So you got the shirts and, you know, the club going on. Is it fun to put some style into something like this?
Definitely. I think, you know, I'm not somebody that comes from an athletic background, and there was a big barrier to entry for me because, you know, I don't have the best sneakers, and I don't have all of the traditional workout gear. Mm-hmm. And so I needed to find something that could work for me. And so putting this sort of metal spin on it was something I could get into.
Nice. Have you ever had to run from the police?
That's a really good question. And actually, not too long ago, I'd say maybe like 8 months ago, I did run from the cops, and it wasn't a night prowler activity. We were throwing up some tags, and the cops saw us, and we ran through people's yards and patios, but we got away, and it was all in good fun.
Nice. Fun mischief.
Yeah.
Do you guys like enter runs or like marathons?
Yeah, we do. Our first run, I think, was back in January, and that was Jen and I, and it was an 8K. And then we have a big crew doing the Scotia Half Marathon in June on the 23rd, I believe.
Nice. What else was I going to ask? Oh, do you guys have any plans to make like more shirts or more merch?
Yeah, so this is, I don't know if any of the Prowlers are listening, because Lauren, who is our sergeant in arms, and myself, we sort of have some stuff in the works for patches and some different merch, but nobody else really knows about it, so it's kind of a secret. You guys heard it first.
Nice. Do you got to be like pro if you want to be down with
no
Prowlers?
Not at all. I smoke darts. Like, I'm not pro anything. You have to be committed.
Nice.
And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to run, and it doesn't matter how long it takes me, and if it kills me, I'm going to do it.
Nice. What's the Facebook page called?
So we have a public page. It's Night Prowlers RC. We really use Instagram a lot. So if you want to look us up on Instagram, we're night_prowlers_RC. Mm. And we also have a Gmail, which you can find on the Facebook page, and contact us if you want to be down.
Nice. So if you're like running out there, like through Stanley Park, what would you do if you like see a skunk or a raccoon that's like ready to attack? Would you like hurdle over it?
That's funny.
Maybe spirit or something?
I really fucking hate skunks, because I have a dog and we've been skunked.
Yeah.
But
you got skunked?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I never met anyone that's actually
skunked. Oh, yeah. It was fucking brutal.
Did you have to bathe in tomato juice?
Yeah, actually.
Crazy.
But I only had a can of tomato soup, so I had to bathe myself in tomato soup.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's intense. Okay, well, what shouldn't you eat before you go running?
Well, that's funny, because that's all that I know about is what shouldn't I eat. The first time that I ran with Jen, I ate an apple, and like my guts were shredding, and I was complaining the whole time.
Yeah.
And then a couple months ago, I ate a can of chili, right out of the can, and
not even like cooked.
No, and
nice.
I've
done that. Was it Campbell's? Or no, was it that chunky stuff?
I think so.
That stuff's good raw.
Yeah. And I totally thought I was going to shit myself on the run. And I didn't. The point is, I didn't shit myself, but I thought that I was. So I wouldn't recommend eating chili.
Okay. Is it funner to jog in the rain, since it's Rain City, Van City, Raincouver?
Yeah, I actually really like running in the rain. It's not a lot of people do. There was one day, it was raining so hard, and Jen and I just sort of put on fucking windbreakers and tied them up and went out there, and it's awesome.
Nice. Okay, well, we know you are into metal, local metal, black metal, and I wanted to ask you, what local metal bands should we be checking out?
Oh man, there's so many. There's so many. I'd say Hoopsnake's really great. They're sort of a doom sludge band from Squamish.
Nice.
X-Pain is a really rad band. They're really great guys, really fun to watch. Hagatha, amazing live, probably the best drummer in Vancouver right now. Nice. Radioactive Vomit is a black metal band. They have a gig coming up. You have to check that out. There's so Osk, Ancients, Baptists. There's so many. I know I'm forgetting a bunch, but.
Nice. Well, thanks for the recommendations, and thank you for being on So Salacious today, Kim.
Thank you.
And what are we going to play next, I think?
We are going to go back to 1973. We're going to hear a band called Pentagram, which I think in exactly a week at this time I will be watching live in Baltimore. And this is a track called Forever My Queen.
Nice. You heard it on So Salacious.
I think I ran a little too far. Your love Thank you.
are back on So Salacious, CITR 101.9, Vancouver. Thanks for tuning in today. And yeah, that was a really good instrumental metal track. Yeah,
that was a band called Weapon. That song was Left Hand Path Yoga. And the interesting thing about Weapon, so when we started Night Prowlers, Jen and I were looking for nicknames. And so my buddy Mashruk is in that band. They're out of Edmonton. And I was texting him being like, look, you got to help us come up with nicknames because we couldn't come up with anything good. And so he sort of split some of his track names. And so my nickname is Witch Führer, and Jen's nickname is Negativinus. And that's from his track Führer Divinus. So Weapons Rad, definitely check them out.
That's great. Yeah. Thanks for hipping me to that. I really enjoyed that. Okay, we're going to get into some more Canadian music. I got a song called Transylvania Bitch. It's by Fake Shark Real Zombie. And it's off the album Liar. So this one's pretty crazy, so check it out.
Thin line between love and hate, lone rape, mysterious animal with fangs in a cape. Oh, I'm with crucifixes, remixes, and triple sixes, and a little blood for the bitch to get her fixin'. Whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
Rest my head on a chest on a bat and react to the sounds of a silent attack.
Get back.
Get back.
Get back.
Get back.
Get back. Yeah.
Succubus, incubus, think you, thank you, sanker teeth, anchor thief, lanky, bloody, hanky, fucking panky, thief.
Chief.
Silver, somebody give her some cider water. Wouldn't stake in this heart for a fucking liar. Time to slay the monster, nobody wants her. Treat her like a cancer, petite diseased dancer. Days by Medusa's charm, claim phase, safe from harm in the sun rays. Burn her at the stake for goodness sake, and then we drown her in the lake and let hell take that bitch.
I was a prisoner.
Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my dreams. It made me lie, steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8300 or find them online at ca-bc.ca.
Yeah. love to every bed I ever slept on. Catch less Z's, more F-bombs. Fuck. Invaders from the north brought a body in the trunk and four cold eyes, ushering a Jonestown blood. Too known, too dumbstruck. Plain clothes, sputter in a strange home. Spine chilly cluster to unfuck. Sup, sup, Austin, I know a little magic. No check bag, show up with the most baggage. Fresh hell, dragging old hell up from old rabbits who mangle emotion in gross patterns. No carrots, only rumors of a bridge that flicker with black scallops and float pine out a bathtub of crass maggots.
Yes!
1.5 million, a number undermining how they duck and dive different. I was waiting for an hour when I maybe saw six. Some thought it was a bust, I thought it was the shit.
I watched the videos and hung out with his friends. I hugged his mama and it's clear to me this kid's the Minnesota Dalai Lama. And a llama twists his tongue to create a perfect rhyme with her freestyle to preconceived. It spits that shit out at your mind and your mind's rind peels back, revealing every dead friend on the back of a little black bat. So you stand and you wait at the top of the bridge. Only six fly out, then return to where they hid. So you wait and you wait and you never wanna leave, cause 1.5 million bats is what you need to see to grieve. 1.5 million bats is what you think you need, but six is enough to receive a little peace, cause every little bit counts in times of death and disorder. You look for shooting stars in the reflection of the water, and you open the gifts that you didn't expect on the birthdays of the dead friends that are stuck in your head, like love and hugs and songs and rage and the keys that you needed to unlock your heart's cage. The ability to put the pen back to the page, the heat beneath your feet to propel you on stage, the beat that completes your shit these days. Yeah, the beat that completes your shit these days.
Pickling his demons with a prematurely darnailed. Never played taps on a short scale. Played dream wars with coffins and chalkboard nails. Sore thumb, Ayo played a corner of the salt lick. Chaos set up people you are meeting know what loss is. 20 and I'm on a patio with forceps, wig split, sorting what amount to little warheads. Gotta stop. Tell me about your homie. The quote that would open a can of bogeys in the form of stolen Roman candle stories. And wild youth clipped from a tether. Plus my alive friends are even deader.
There's a little folk singer who has run out of chords, like a big bad lion who has lost its roar. Coming in like a lamb chop, out like a lion. Shame I got Gunther Gable Williams trying to tame my brain with a flick of the wrist and a crack of the whip. I said if that's all you got, you ain't got shit. Cause for free birds like me, the possibilities are endless. Try to put me in a box, I will be relentless in my pursuit of lots of different kinds of things. You can clip my toenails, but you can't clip my wings.
Bring him to the bridge. If the colony is hiding, we will lift him on the sixth. Knife in the road, scalp in his mitten. Glass house, decal of Calvin piss on a proud bougie at a foul cow, zip cow system. Triple crown clip, never trickle down breadcrumbs. Goof is over gallon, mill about head shrunk. Thread a symphony, acrylic, killer clown, red rum. Wretch, if you ever woke up feeling future proof, precious brothers in effect and rooting for the future you. Speaking of the future us, Twin City morning, broke a wiper on a rental, trying to grin away the gory. Wait, new game, smuggle bats on a plane. Wait, newer game, tie the whole bridge to his frame. I will drag these bricks over Lake and Law, shake 1.5 out over St. Paul. Just knowing poetry and mathematics getting bold, any total and a quarter more a draw. Don't don't count shit. First sign of leathery wings, you throw them devil horns up, yelling heavenly things.
See, I started this life as a nappy buckwheat flapjack, flipping on the shiny white backs of the backpack, a princess, a jack, a brain, a freak. Now I'm a fucking rebel, I'm a little of each, and I'm not ashamed of all the different parts of me. And I like cross-pollinating the communities, because divided, we're cool, but together we conquer like monsters and grouches and humans and honkers. If you're close to my age, then you were raised on the street with a lick of meat, fun dip in front of your TV. And our generation's gotta do it differently, cause we got new ideas and new abilities. Is that an old-fashioned funeral? It changed the station. I'd rather tune in for a life celebration. Say goodbye with dance parties and say goodbye with shows, cause that somber ass shit's not the way I wanna go. Put your hands in the air, feel your dead friend's presence. Wrap and unwrap, have no resentments. With our hoods on our heads, we are up on the bridge, and we're summoning the bats so we can live with the hoods on our heads. We are up on the bridge, and we're summoning the bats so we can live.
Radio audience.
Hello, radio audience. Radio audience.
The industrial side of it.
You can say you do an industrial
side of it. Quite close to my heart.
Quite close to my heart.
Investing industrial noise and goth. Tune into the Van Hurst Ball Wednesday nights 1 to 5 a.m. right here on 101.9 CITR FM in Vancouver. www.citr.ca.
You're an industrial.
And we are back on this special punk and metal episode of So Salacious with Night Prowlers in the house and Kim in the house.
Hi.
Yo. Okay, so we got another track coming up, and it's one of your picks, right?
Yes, it is. So this is Witchfinder General off the album Death Penalty from 1982, and the track is Free Country.
Nice.
Yeah.
Deftones on So Salacious, track's called Goon Squad.
Thank you.
Wow, that was loud. Deftones, Goon Squad, that's off their newest shit. Really dope track, really dope track. And we're getting to Kim's last request of the day, and I've really been liking the shit you've been playing.
Awesome, thanks. So up next we have a Hagatha track. They're a local doom sludge metal band. It's off their second album. It's called These Gray Days.
Else could possibly understand.
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people stop their compulsive eating and start living a healthy, rewarding life.
With OA, I am living again and loving it.
Start living the life you deserve with help from Overeaters Anonymous. Find us on the web at OA.org.
Yeah, yeah. New NoFX on So Salacious. 72 Hookers.
Seven D2 for have world peace. The girls gone wild to Afghanistan, they'll gladly blow the shanks. These holy wars aren't holy, it's not the military complex. Terrorists are 16-year-old kids who are promised jihad sex. Maybe if they could see a woman's face, they might not get onto that plane with a bomb in their suitcase. 72 virgins can never stop a war, but 100,000 hookers can beat the Marine Corps. It's stopping violence, fighting will cease. When everyone is getting blowjobs, that's when we'll finally have world peace.
And we are back. That was the new NOFX, 72 Hookers. What'd you think of that, Kim?
It was fucking awesome.
That was pretty awesome. NOFX, always original, always staying true to their sound. Glad I found this. We found a lot of dope CDs up in here. We got like the new DOA in here, the new Bad Religion. We might get to some of it. But I'm going to play a hip-hop track. I'm going to play the new K-Flay with Danny Brown. This one's a banger, so check it out.
Maybe I'd be sicker if I had a higher better and a water cash thicker than the fucking bigs. But I like to get big quicker, sweet sipper. I'm a little bit heated up in the chat. Brain that's better. Tell the joke, cause my life's one too. Anybody know where I might buy glue? Kinda bummed on my fun shit, bro. My heart, my spirit, my art, my toes. Had enough to drink, but I want a tiny shot of a little bit of liquor to be washing on my thoughts. Yeah, I'm hanging with the halves, but I'm half, half not. On an air mattress in a Flagstaff rap box. That's code for a Motel 6. You know some tricks in a potent mix. Is a loaded clip for the twisted love and a dose of low. In the doggy land, I got no demands. Just a corporate dam in my open hand. Evil men gonna bleed me out, gonna cut me down, I'm gonna vote for them. Fuck a lemon, yeah, I'm sucking on a glow stick. Only just a smile about as far as I can throw it.
Memory.
your face gone numb. Won't you sack it to me one time? One time. What they got is a secret in the cocaine. Cocaine. I'll feed you dinner just to watch as you're choking. Choking. Don't let me cry.
Yeah, yeah, Kay Flay on So Salacious, Sunday 6 to 7, CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Yeah.
And we have the new Bad Religion CD that we found on the playlist rack, and we are going to play Hello Cruel World, track 7. And yeah, that Kay Flay song, awesome. I love Danny Brown on it. I didn't know about Kay Flay until I watched the HBO series Girls, and they were playing one of her tracks in the background at this like apartment party.
Yeah.
And then actually my friend found it that way. I noticed the song too, but then he fished the song after he saw that episode too. And yeah, she's really good. She's out doing major festivals in the US this year. And yeah, once again, So Salacious. Thanks, Kim from Night Prowlers. Shouts out to all the Night Prowlers out there listening. Thanks for tuning in today. And thank you for coming on the show.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much for having me down here and let me play some tracks.
Yeah, once again, this has been the special punk and metal episode of So Salacious. And we're going to close out with some Bad Religion.
Forgive me.